Thank you, Chair. Madame la ministre, monsieur l'ambassadeur, chers collègues, je vais poser mes questions en anglais. C'est vrai que nous avons reçu le rapport, le projet de rapport au moment qu'il était rédigé qu'en anglais. Donc, j'avais préparé le tout en anglais. Excusez-moi. So, it has been a pleasure to cooperate in this first voluntary peer review of consumer protection law and policy. It was nice to work together with the UNCTAD Secretariat and also with the Moroccan colleagues. The report written by our colleague Robin Simpson has been a remarkable help to build a complete overview of how the consumer protection system in Morocco is organized. After having studied the report, I would like to limit myself to those two questions that I was able to ask you. First one would be on the prioritization of enforcement of consumer protection issues. Enforcing consumer rights is one of the basic principles of public authorities. We learned that in Morocco, that responsibility is distributed between the Ministry of Industry, Investment, Trade, and the Digital Economy, la Division de la Protection des Consommateurs, the Ministry of Interior, and the local authorities. My first question is, how does Morocco ensure that there is a coordination between all these involved authorities? How is the prioritization of consumer protection enforcement organized between these authorities? What is done to ensure that enforcement agencies of all these authorities are similarly qualified to successfully carry out their tasks? That would be the first question. Second question is on consumer associations. The participation of consumer groups is one of the principles of the UN guidelines for consumer protection. Morocco is engaged in promoting and developing consumer associations as they can be critical for the delivering trustful and surrounding for consumers in the market. What is the role of consumer organizations in Morocco in all this? We've heard already a little bit about it. What is the consequence that these are currently no consumer protection associations, that there are none that are recognized as being of public interest? We heard that there is some legal framework coming up, but what has been the consequences up till now? What will be the benefit of them being recognized? Morocco has rather strict rules on the activities of consumer organizations, what they can do, on the subsidies they can get. Morocco is also pioneering state financial support for consumer associations in the MENA region. What are the results of that policy so far? But on the contrary, how does Morocco ensure then that consumer associations that get financial help or that live from financial help from the state can keep an independent position, and how can they keep up a proper role towards the government and be critical on what the government does?